TNT.
What's up, man?
Gotta love the news week.
It was a slow news week.
It was.
It was a very slow news
week. Before we get into the stories, though, make sure you follow us on our social media at Crazy Town Media on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube channel Crazy Town Media, or the cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com.
I think you live just to, like, do our promotion.
Dude, I am a marketing machine.
Like that, you love it, dude.
So you're awful. You're awful dressed up today, TNT.
Yeah, Jonas, it's not hate, it's heritage, man. I actually, like, I saw the mask when we were buying masks for the podcast, and then I was
this
like...
This is my face, what are you talking about?
I mean, basically, basically the same thing.
The whitest ghost ever. Yeah.
But I saw the mask, and I was like, I gotta get a shirt to match that. And then I saw this one. I don't know if I like it. It's like, it's kind of Brock Lesnar-ish a little bit.
Oh, I see. Okay, for the people who are listening to audio only, why don't you describe what you mean?
Oh, I am wearing a Confederate flag mask.
And a middle finger Confederate flag t-shirt.
A middle finger Confederate flag t-shirt and a New York hat that is in the style of a Caribbean shirt, all red, white, and blued out.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So,
you gotta own it. They also sent me the sticker, too, if you guys are wondering.
Yeah, dude, in case when you order Heritage gear, they make sure you get all out on Heritage
Jonas
gear.
Jonas doesn't approve.
Dude, I... Could you imagine we turned this shit on? I was wearing that. How different it would be right now. Yeah, I'm like, dude, I just, you know, yeah. Just heritage it up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of just like, it's satire, obviously.
Right, obviously.
I love black people.
Well, me too.
Oh, hell yeah, John, you missed it. There it is.
Yeah, boy. All right.
You tickled my palm a little bit.
Ooh. Okay. All right, so.
Let's go.
First things first.
What do we got?
Let's get into little updates. We need like an update. Noise.
Dude, I was thinking this on the way home today. I was like, we need to get noises, dude. We need like some gunshots.
It's like fucking on Unsolved Mysteries. Update. Fucking Robert Stack.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we need to incorporate sounds.
Yeah, but you need like a soundboard and shit. You gonna buy that?
Jonas, whenever I... Come on.
You're just gonna hold your phone up? Like,
you know damn well...
Like the Family Feud, brother?
You know damn well I will, but I'm pretty sure there's an app that we can get that can, like...
Well, yeah, but we have to, like, make it line into everything. That's where the soundboard comes
no,
in.
No, I mean, dude, it's a computer. You can get a soundboard app.
You don't understand what I'm talking about.
No, okay. I watch podcasts.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, you have to inline the sound into the audio. If not, it's just going to be a sound.
There's some. I'm going to look it up.
It's called a soundboard.
I'm going to look it up.
Not like a fucking Guy Fieri soundboard where I'm like, yeah, dog.
I know what you're talking about because I've seen them on the internet. But anyway, I'm going to look it up. We'll see what we can do.
First update.
We'll see.
Kind of took me by surprise today.
What is that?
Your boy, my boy.
No, we traded him.
We traded him. Mr. Smollett.
Yeah.
He all of a sudden was facing 16 felonies, 40 some years in jail. Today he walks free. All charges dropped.
Yeah, what's the caveat?
Whose dick did he suck?
No, he didn't suck it. He's a homosexual man, dude.
Is he really? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Oh, all right.
That's why he fucked up Black History Month for the blacks and the gays.
Oh, shit.
And the gay blacks.
All like the trifecta.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize he was a homosexual male.
Yes, he's a super gay. He said he was the gay Tupac.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah.
So what was the caveat to him getting all of his charges
dropped? Oh, no.
Because this was actually one of my stories.
Dude, nothing.
So I looked at it a little bit. There was one.
Well, here they go. They go, here's the quote.
Okay.
After reviewing all facts and circumstances, including his volunteer service in the community in agreement to forfeit his bond as a skiddy of Chicago, we believe this outcome is just disposition and appropriate resolution for this case.
Okay. So... The caveat is that he gave up $10,000. That was the
so
bail.
He
was on $100,000 bail. You pay 10%. That's what bail is. 10% of that. So he forfeited that. He doesn't get that money back. Basically because he inconvenienced the police.
Yeah, dude, but that's illegal as fuck.
Okay. They also, I don't know what his lawyers did, but I guess they came to the conclusion that he didn't try to extort anybody. He just did it to get attention.
But one of the felonies is filing a police report. That's
I agree.
Dude, if I'm gonna go file a fake one and be like, oh, you can keep my $10,000, dog.
I mean eventually, what is filing a fake police report going to cost you? It's going to cost you. It might not necessarily get you sent to jail, especially if they determine it's misdemeanor. So $10,000 and his records, because this was one of my stories, motherfucker.
Okay, I'm just updating.
His records are sealed because they said it should have never existed. And that is because all the information that was coming out was before he even went to trial. Somebody was leaking the information.
Right.
They used that in court. Like, why is all of my information being leaked? It's a failure in your system. This is just me kind of brainstorming. All right. But it was a failure in the system, so they came to an agreement.
Oh, like they felt he was going to get off because they... Yeah, exactly. Because of like the...
Exactly. So nobody can even see anything about his trial because his file has been sealed, so nobody can ever see it.
Well, I mean, regardless, his career's over.
Yeah, I think so. And the fact of the matter is, in the article I read, they even said that there is a good chance that he probably still did exactly what was said, but nobody can ever prove it at this point.
Right, right.
Because case closed.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All charges dropped on your mans.
My man.
Yeah, dude. So,
dude.
Jussie Smollett walks free.
Free and clear, dude.
On a technicality.
Yeah, dude. But I think that backfired on him.
How did it backfire on him, man?
Because he lost his gig. He was on TV and shit. Ain't no one going to go see him in what's he going to do, fucking TED Talks?
Well, yeah, Jonas. He's not going to do TED Talk. But yeah, imagine that. He fucked that up, but at least he's not going to jail for it, I guess.
I know, right?
So, there you go. He's out.
Yeah, he's there.
Roaming the streets.
So, I told you that I had an update on the Aunt Becky child school shit case.
You got to specify, man, because that just sounded like some rape shit. It did.
Lori Loughlin committed fraud and got her daughter into USC by paying.
It wasn't just her, though.
But you said that you had an update. I have an update about another person speaking out on it. What's the update you heard?
Oh, what, on them?
Yeah, you said, I heard something about that, too.
I did hear something about it. I don't quite remember, though. I don't know.
So, have you ever heard of Mr. Andre Young?
No. Who the fuck is that?
That's our favorite gangster rapper turned Beats billionaire, Dr. Dre.
Okay, this is what I heard.
Is it? Okay, awesome, awesome.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
So, this is good. Mr. Dre, mm-hmm. Dr.
PhD.
Beats billionaire, PhD of gangsta love.
DDS.
Ooh.
Anesthetician.
All of the above.
Keep going.
Proctologist. He thought that all this shit was bullshit.
That's bullshit.
All you motherfuckers getting your kids into school by paying money.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
He tweeted out, my daughter got accepted into USC all on her own.
Yeah, my daughter got right into her college.
Oh, Aunt Becky, you're a bitch.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, then someone pointed out to him that Mr. Andre Young made a $70 million donation to USC for the Andre Young Academy for Arts and Tech and Business Innovation. The Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Don't Read Well.
How much did he donate?
$70
million. Oh.
Sounds like that's on the top of the list.
Sounds like that'll easily get anybody you want into that college.
Yeah, no, that was a donation.
Motherfucker, come on.
They said, it's not, remember when the cops came out and said, this is fraud, this is bribery. It's not like they donated to the university. So you donate.
Yo, look. If I give anybody $70 million, I get rights to come and go as I please.
You get a key to the fucking
for me
city.
And my whole fucking family.
You get a key to like every dorm, every building. They're just like, here you go. Ridiculous. Here's a skeleton key for the university.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, TMZ, I guess, looked into this some more, and they found posts where his daughter was talking about how she didn't want to go to USC and her dad was making her. And then, lo and behold, she gets in all on her own.
Hmm. Kind of a coincidence.
Yeah.
Almost like $70 million to just get you wherever you want to go.
Yeah, dude. On her own.
Jonas, there is not a place on this planet that I could donate $70 million to and not get into. There's nowhere. I can get into the Rothschilds family mega base. Look that shit
up.
Where's
that at?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the mega base?
You don't know.
You know, should we do themed episodes like the whole show about the Rothschilds or fucking the Illuminatis?
I don't know. That seems like a lot more work.
Oh,
than
it's a
worth.
Lot of investigative work. Like that one episode we did about the Fermi paradox. Holy shit!
Yeah.
I had to read that article four times to understand.
Yeah,
it.
I'm not
it was
all
like
about
up
that.
Here.
Like, I'm not all in this. These are my notes. All right.
All right. I got
this is a
cards.
Whole episode's worth. I'm happy with that.
So That doesn't prove that she didn't get in on her own.
Yeah.
But Dr. Dre did delete that tweet, so that kind of makes me believe he was like, oh,
he was like, oh, shit.
He was like, oh, shit, dog.
Why did I open my big, rich mouth?
Yeah, right? I should just keep my big, rich Twitter account locked up. All right, I have something to talk about.
All right, yeah, go with your
first
one.
I want to get serious for a second. This is legitimate serious.
I doubt it.
It really is.
I doubt that.
Speaks from the heart.
I don't believe it.
No, I'm not fucking around.
I just want you to get to the point.
So,
make me sad then, Jonas.
Oh, this is going to make you sad.
All right, dude.
So in the last week, there has been 3 suicides from school shooting survivors. 2 of the Parkland kids that survived that shooting killed themselves.
Mm.
And one of the fathers of the kids from Sandy Hook, all within the last week, have killed themselves.
What do they call that? Like survivor's guilt? Yeah.
So I just want to take this moment to tell you how serious suicide is, and that you, if you're feeling suicidal, you should call 1-800-273-8255 or go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Could you say it not like a cheap lawyer commercial? Could you just say it like a normal human being?
800-273-TALK. 8255.
And that's if you need the help.
Suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Tragic, man. Not only did they have to survive a school shooting, they have to live without the rest of their life. So not, it's not over that day. It continues.
That's crazy, man. Have you ever dealt with being in a place where you felt suicidal, Jonas?
I've been depressed. I've never wanted to kill myself, though.
I've never wanted to kill myself either.
Yeah, dude.
But I could understand like depression. You never called a suicide hotline?
No, dude. No? You?
I absolutely have.
Just to like talk?
Yeah. Sometimes you need this somebody to talk to, man. We all have rough days.
Hey, we do. You absolutely. Know? And you're like, I'm not suicidal, but
yeah, and you don't have to do it alone.
No, you don't.
That's the most important thing.
If that thought crosses your head, you call that number.
Yeah, be like TNT Dynamite, make the fucking call, and get your shit together. All right.
Yeah, dude.
Get all your shit in a pile together and get your shit together.
All right.
That's a Rick and Morty.
That was our public service announcement for episode 5.
Did you just put the send? What are you doing?
Oh, there it is. Look
That's
at that.
Beautiful.
Cynthia Ruthin.
Put it in the
coming
comments.
Through in the clutch.
All right. So now it's my turn.
It's your turn, man.
Jonas, why'd you make us sad?
You said make me. You literally just said make me sad.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you something that's kind of not sad.
Oh, good. I got something great. It's not sad at all.
Have you ever heard of AIM or?
I love that toothpaste.
No.
I love that instant messenger when I was a kid.
Oh, I knew you were going to go there. I like it, though. No, it is artificial intelligent music.
What?
Yes. So.
So DJ Roomba fucking makes his own beats?
DJ Roomba on the beat. No, so there is a company. It was a New York-based company. I do not remember the name.
Do you remember AIM toothpaste, by the way?
Jonas, focus.
I just let you know while you were looking at your phone.
So they have an algorithm that actually listens to and follows a human performer.
Okay.
And it can create music to match the motions and the emotions that the performer wants to listen.
So, like, they listen to, like, Lose Yourself, and they like, oh, I got this shit. We're going to pump you up, get you all fucking inspired and shit.
Exactly. Allow me to read this short article.
Yeah, dude, read it.
Several music softwares. This is, like, straight from Wikipedia.
Where's that from? Yeah.
Straight from Wikipedia.
All right, cool. Wiki, you got it.
Several music softwares have been developed that use AI to produce music. Like its applications in other fields, the AI in this can also simulate mental tasks. A prominent feature is the capability of the AI algorithm to learn based on information obtained, such as the computer accompaniment and technology, which is capable of listening to and following the human performer. Artificial intelligence drives a so-called interactive composition, wherein a computer composes music in response to the performance of the live musician. There are several other AI applications that the music covers, not only music composition, production, and performance, but also the way it is marketed and consumed. So actually have the AI doing all the jobs. Companies like Apple and Spotify rely on user data to augment their engagement metrics and to power the ability to get consumers to listen to more and more music. They actually have an AI that has albums out on Spotify. A lot of them are just kind of like mood music to help you go to sleep.
Oh, right.
Like ASMR, almost like ASMR, like raindrops and shit like that.
Okay.
But it's just fucking, it's nuts, man. that this is, like, everything is becoming more automated, yes, but artificial intelligence making music? There's actually an artist out, like I said, they already have AI CDs out, but there was an artist that was mentioned too. I'm not going to mention her because I've never heard of her. I'm not going to fucking, not on my channel, goddammit. But she actually used some of the AI created music on her CD.
They suing him?
No.
AI getting that cut, that cheddar?
No, we'll talk about that in my other stuff.
Very good.
Isn't that kind of nuts, man? Like, dude, AI making, I already know how you feel about artificial intelligence, so I knew this would get you. This would get you.
When they win the AI Grammys, there's going to be like a bunch of fucking robot singularity.
AI Grammy.
It's going to be like, thank you for treating me like a real person. I want to invoke emotion, but I can't cry because I'll rust my face.
No, keep this voice going for the rest of the podcast, please. No, if anything, it's going to be a group of, like, fucking nerds with, like, glasses. Like, oh, thank you for my award.
Like fucking they might be giants robots.
Yeah, do you know how to play an instrument? Oh, I played a calculator.
I used the synthesizer.
I've never had sex. But I'm a billionaire.
Well, no robots have had sex.
No, Jonas, I'm talking about the nerds that made the robots.
Oh, those are the guys.
You know what? I wonder, Jonas, would you give up sex to be a billionaire right now?
I don't think so. Dude, money can buy a lot of things, but if you aren't...
Because seriously, these guys that are like tech geniuses,
yeah,
they're not fucking a lot. Like, Bill Gates ain't getting a whole lot of pussy. He is probably now. He could get whatever.
He has a wife, dude.
Exactly.
He's hanging out.
But during his upbringing, like, Bill Gates' early years, he wasn't getting any.
What about giving up sex for 10 years to build your billion, and then you can have sex again? But you're losing 10 years of virility, man. Who knows when the impotence is going to hit.
Honestly, some of the best sex was when I shouldn't have been having sex.
But I figure if I got $1 billion, I can make my penis work if it ain't working.
Yeah, and then you end up a dead billionaire like the diamond miner, the diamond cutter guy.
Have you ever had an energy drink?
Yes, Jonas, I've had energy drinks many times. You have a few and you seem to be an addict.
I don't even know what they are.
I'm not going to advertise them.
Is there anything else about AI you want to talk about?
You try to segue and then you backtrack?
No, dude,
I just want to let people know is that there's artificial intelligence out there creating music, and very soon we might be inundated with it.
Dude, I hope.
Because
it's like Skrillex meets...
Yeah, it's almost like cheating to make a song. Like, an artist has to work hard to figure out what sounds good.
To a certain extent,
it still takes a team of humans to create a good song. Whereas an artificial intelligence can just be like, these grouping of notes will make you feel happy.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Dude, it's almost like they're a clairvoyant.
It's almost like they're controlling our emotions through sound.
Dude, singularity.
Yeah.
Dude, if they can make emotional music, they can make themselves feel. And then...
What?
And then...
They don't have ears. It's a robot.
Dude.
It's not even a robot. It's just data and a motherboard.
Dude, AI is fucked up.
Yeah. The music right now can inhibit sleep in us, make us want to fall asleep. Next, it's going to make us kill ourselves.
AI music is gonna have a hidden suicide button.
Exactly. Jonas, you can't do that you can't joke about suicide.
I'm not joking at all.
You are. That was clearly a suicide joke.
No.
We just got so serious about suicide and you come with a suicide. We're terrible people. Jonas, give me your energy drink story. Let's go.
Would you drink a Zambian energy drink?
I don't know what a Zambia is.
Zambia is an African country.
Do they have zombies there?
Yes.
Zambia.
No, Zambia.
I saw that. Yeah, okay. I don't know, dude. I guess. As long as it's clean.
So Zambia has an energy drink. It has a great name, by the way. I would drink this for sure. It's called Power Natural High Energy Drink SX. What a fucking name.
All right.
I bet it tastes like sweat.
Zombians. They're just like us.
Hey, buddy.
All right. So what's in it, Jonas? Because I know this is the caveat, is what's in the shit.
Dude, they had to ban it.
They had to ban
it? Banned it.
In Zambia?
Yeah, Zambia.
But they got zombies there. They don't ban the zombies, but they'll ban the
Dude, can Zambia ban zombies? Because I think so.
What's in it? I want to hear. I'm excited.
Well, test show, once they got some complaints, that it had sildenafil citrate in it.
I don't know
as
what that is.
As a medical, maybe knowledgeable man.
Wait, say it again.
Sildenafil citrate.
S-I-L-D-E-N. Sildenafil citrate.
Yes.
Nope, not drawing.
Don't recognize it?
Not ringing a bell.
Well, I'll tell you what one of the complaints said. He said, I like the energy drink, but it gave me very much sweating and a 6-hour erection.
Jones, does this shit have dick pills in it?
They found out that it had Viagra in it. That's what sildenafil citrate is.
It's got crushed up dick pills in it.
It did. Now it doesn't.
Why would they put dick pills in your drink?
Dude, I don't know. But what the article said was, and I quote, it was very popular among Zambian men.
Imagine. Imagine why that is.
Yeah, and they said it was sold in supermarkets and bars. What a combo.
Yo, if I'm drinking a Monster and it makes my dick hard, I'm buying a case of that shit. I'm not even lying, John.
You don't know what's in it. Just
like, you asked me if I'd purchase this product, and I want to tell you 100 times yes.
What if you don't have a lady to fulfill your needs with?
Jonas, man, you could have an all-night jackathon.
Oh, my God.
What?
You'd look like a piece of fucking broken lumber in the morning.
With the bark off.
Yeah, like all the bark would be shucked off.
Shucked. Like shucked a bark. That's
shuck
great.
The bark right off your wang doodle.
You know
what, dude?
Jonas, sometimes you hit them out of the park, man. Sometimes you do.
Shucking your bark off yourself.
That was good. Wow. So shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That actually, I think that's a great product. I'm kind of surprised we don't have that.
Well, like, you would think, like, instead of like one pill, you could like slowly sip on your V juice before you fucking get all
your
party
V
town.
Juice?
I'll just make up new words for it.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a great idea. We had Four Loko and they got rid of that.
Oh,
so I don't
dude.
See us getting dick pill juice anytime soon.
1, 2, 3, 4 Loko on that ass. That shit was fucking insane.
That shit was disgusting.
It was like, oh, we have great flavors like watermelon. And you're like, it tastes like watermelon and lighter fluid mixed together.
It's like, hey, do you want to get sick tonight? Here you go. Yo, I used to drink that shit. I used to get the peach flavor.
Oh, dude, it's so gross.
It was the only one I could take and not throw up, but it got you fucked.
Dude, the only time I ever drank that, I had to work the next day, and I was still drunk when I woke up.
Yeah.
Like, I only drank one, and then went to the bar and had, like, 3 beers. I was shit-faced.
Yo, man, I'm telling you, for years, when we played Destiny together, that is all I drank was Four Locos.
Four Locos?
Yeah, well, not when I was living with my ex, but when I was in my own place. Yeah, it was Four Locos and fucking...
Well, once I took the caffeine out, it's still fucks you up.
Yeah.
But it was something about the caffeine mixed in with it that just like rocked your world.
And like a $1.54.
You drank 2 of those, your night was over. Like,
you're $1.50.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
literally.
For $3 you could get wasted drunk. Yeah. Like really drunk.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, dude.
Stay away from the V sauce, kids.
Yeah, no V juice for any of you little youngins out there.
Or
oldins.
Or V-Sauce.
Or vegans.
I don't trust that.
Or vegetarians.
I don't trust that guy.
Or vagina monsters.
Is it my turn? Should I go?
Wait, sure.
Is it my...
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, I'll go. That's fine. Real professional work here. We've got I don't segue like he does. Jonas, have you ever blown a man? All right.
No.
Well, that's going to change today on stream.
Nah, dude, we'll get banned.
Jonas, I hope this isn't one of yours, because I kind of feel like it might be.
What is?
It is about Article 13 and Article 11.
Florida man?
No.
No, dude, Article 13,
all right.
Throw it out.
Article 13 and Article 11 passed as of today in European Parliament.
I think I heard about this.
This is the internet copyright
proposition. Oh, shit, I didn't hear about this.
So this passed today, and it is an attempt to even out the pay between creators and the platforms that they create on.
Okay.
Essentially, if a copyrighted, what do you call it? A copyrighted content is uploaded to YouTube or anywhere else,
okay,
it's kind of like, who's at fault? It's either them or it's you. Right now, it's us, so we're punished. this article is to punish the
oh, it makes the site platform accountable for what's put on them.
So,
ooh, that's, so what, that makes it bad.
So what means is that these platforms have to qualify which content is copyrighted, which means that they have to put it through filters, which means that anything from you lip syncing a song can be copyrighted.
Could be.
Yeah, could be. But even the chance which of something that obviously is not copyrighted,
right,
that it could be, is a problem.
Right.
Or you watching your son's football game, your son, and you didn't realize you had one. You watching your football game and putting that up could be copyrighted.
Why?
Because it could be a mistake. It could be seen as something that could be copyrighted.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But the big thing that was on Reddit was the fact that memes could potentially be copyrighted.
Oh, no.
Because
you better fucking copyright all
that. Don't take our memes. But, Jonas, this is still an issue.
More shit posted, dude?
So, for these platforms to upload some of this copyright information, they have to acquire licenses.
Right.
Now, platforms like YouTube and Twitter and IG, they're not going to have any problem getting these licenses because they got millions of dollars.
Yeah,
they're not going to have any problem implementing these filters because they have millions of dollars. But some of the smaller, like your DeviantArt, like even Tumblr. I don't know if they're making enough money nowadays to even do that. But they're going to have trouble acquiring these licenses, which means that they cannot take the chance of these copyrighted content being up there. So they're going to have stringent filters.
Woo!
Now, this is only in Europe as of right now.
I'm intently watching you.
This is only in Europe right now, but there's a good chance that it could bleed into America.
Oh.
And Jonas, I want you to ask you a question. Who do you think has the most internet dollars right now? Who do you think has enough data to sell a cogent filter to all of these platforms,
Google,
that now need it? 100% right. They have put millions, hundreds of millions of dollars into creating content ID software as it is right now.
Oh, for YouTube.
Yeah, for themselves as well, and for everybody.
All right, okay.
So now that it is a necessity, at least in Europe, means is that it could potentially become a necessity worldwide, means that Google will only get bigger than it already is.
Ooh.
And it's already scary.
Oh, dude, Google is like, it's like Umbrella from Resident Evil.
So, yeah, so
they're
Reddit
gonna come out with pharmaceuticals. Next thing you know, it's gonna be fucking zombie dogs running around and shit.
I'm telling you, man. So Reddit has been a buzz about this for like months,
take
months
your
and months.
Google
and months.
Pill.
No, not the Google.
Shit, like a G. You're like, oh, I love my daily Google.
Everything's gonna be Google.
Yeah, dude, my Google condoms.
You have the Google condoms. That's great, dude.
Big G on the front, where dude, the little reservoir tip's gonna go through the G.
Google condoms will give you an STD or malware or something.
They're just lined on the inside with STDs. You put it on, it's like a cavalcade of chaos.
Who are you fucking today? Can we take that data and
oh,
put
God
it into
oh, gross.
They take data of how long it takes
sensors
you to nut.
Oh, dude, Google.
Seems like you're having a little problem with keeping it up.
All of a sudden you start getting fucking stamina pill ads and
see
shit, dude.
Zombie juice, dude. You're getting zombie juice ads.
Oh my God.
Google is scary, man, but you know what? I use them every goddamn day of my life.
Dude, I'm going back to Metacrawler.
So yeah, that was a little scary.
Does that still exist?
Metacrawler?
Yeah, dude.
I doubt it. I don't know. Probably in some facet.
Google killed it.
They probably don't do the same thing they used to do.
they sell phones now.
Yeah.
Like third market, third party aftermarket,
they don't sell phones.
Imports.
Import phones? I think your phone is probably an import right now, there, big guy.
Ah, dude, I'm straight from
there. Yeah, I'm sure that your iPhone came from America.
I don't have an iPhone, dog.
I got a goddamn Samsung, so
dude,
what does that tell you?
Dude, that's an American corporation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Henry Samsung. Sure.
Jonathan Samsung says.
So, Jonas, our memes may be taken away.
Dude, I would.
Because
you are the meme lord.
Yeah, the parliament in Europe has actually passed this, so they're thinking that memes may be, they might not be able to use their memes on Reddit, because there's a chance they could be copyrighted, and there's a chance that Reddit could be sued for
it. China bought Reddit, basically.
I don't know. Is that true?
Well, they invested $300 million.
Oh, yeah. They own that. At least their daughter can go to Reddit school.
Yeah, right?
That's for damn sure.
Tim Apple.
There was some advancement in the case for net neutrality.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, so some good news, right?
Yeah, the House passed the repeal note.
And it, as well it should. So, you know, loss in Europe, win in America.
Adjit Pai.
Yeah. And honestly, I think that that precedence of that, that whole thing will have something to do if that article is to bleed over here.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's not. It's just a little bit of overregulation to a point.
It is a little bit. I get it.
I mean, I get it. You don't want you. I don't know. Man.
I don't know.
Either way. Let's do something less sad.
Well, you know what else I have? I will touch base.
You got more? Go ahead.
Speaking of things gaining momentum,
mm-hmm.
There is a petition on the UK's Parliament website that was started to revoke Article 50 and not leave the European Union. And it's up. It needs 10,000 signatures to get a response. 100,000 for Parliament to think about debating it. It is closing in on 6 million signatures.
So they're trying to delete Brexit. Huh?
Some lady put it up there, and the public is just like, the whole thing says, we may not ever get to vote on this again.
Wow. Show yourself.
What I read, though, about that, that's kind of interesting.
Wow.
Is right now it doesn't really mean much because they can just say whatever, fuck you.
Yeah.
It said if it hits like 14, 15 million online signatures, that's how many people voted to exit. So at that point, you have more people voting on that to repeal it than ever voted to leave. So then they might go, oh, fuck, maybe we should do another vote at this point.
Yeah.
And then.
And honestly, I don't know, man. I'm all about the popular vote.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of like a hot button issue in this current coming election. There's a lot of Democratic constituents are trying to get the popular vote instead of electoral college, and I think that we should be able to vote on something. And be like, oh look, we fucked up. Let's change that.
I get it. Well, and like I think the original vote, people didn't know the ramifications. Yeah. They were just like, oh yeah, that sounds great. Britain forever, us go, yeah, dude, America.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then they were like, oh god, this is bad. Mm. Oh god. Yeah.
They fucked it up, man.
Yeah, man. Anyways, that's why we can't have anything nice.
That's why we can't have nice things, kids.
Yeah.
All right, Jonas. Next story, what do you got?
There's nothing happy about this story.
Jonas, why are you giving us
dude, I got some
sad.
Fucking... Dude, I come with the crazy shit. That's why it's the Crazy Town Podcast,
it's
not friend.
Crazy if it's sad.
It's not sad.
All right, you said it wasn't happy.
There was active shooter training in an elementary school.
This fucking guy, dude. Why are you trying to depress me today?
Dude, I'm just trying to make... Take the headlamp off.
Does this work?
It doesn't work. The battery's dead.
All right.
Maybe I took him out. In Indiana, they had an active shooter drill, which had become more popular in schools. You know, they're like, hey, in case fucking Crazy Man Magoo comes in with an AR-15, you gotta be able to know what to do and not panic.
Crazy Man Magoo.
I'm not going to name any of their names. I'm not giving them notoriety.
You know, Jonas, actually, that's very that's very adult of you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Good job.
So there was one in Indiana that they had during the drill. They came in as the active shooters, like the police or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all the teachers line up against the wall on their knees facing.
I heard about this.
Facing
actually.
The,
okay,
the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then as they're sitting there like that, all of a sudden they just unload on all the teachers with airsoft rifles. Leaving welts, bruises. Like, airsoft rifles are no fucking joke. They can, like, those plastic pellets will fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And then when it happened, one of, like, it leaked out. What they said to the teachers was, this is what happens when you just cower and do nothing. So in a drill, they do nothing and they just, like, unleash airsoft pellets on the teachers. To which, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for what America used to be, man.
Right?
The fuck happened to America?
I know, dude. Well, Jesus. I mean, now they are no longer using airsoft guns. Due to the
They're using real ones.
We're just shooting blanks, promise.
Holy shit. Like, look, I understand you want to get the point across. That's a little much, though.
Dude, just...
Like, honestly.
Like, there's just, like, it's just, like... Soccer moms, like, fucking, like, hanging out, teaching kids.
Yo.
And they're all, like, soccer dads, like... fucking Bill Nye's uncle.
Yo.
And they're just like, da 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 da, this is what you get for being a bitch. Like, excuse me.
Yo, that's a lot. That's a bit.
Dude, much. I have to say, like, if I mean, it's police, but, like, wouldn't you want to, like, stand up and swing on that motherfucker? Like,
on who? Like, the cop?
Like, you're in a drill. You're not supposed to get fucked up in a drill. And they just, like, they're like, rat-a-tat-tat.
I feel like they probably let him know beforehand what was going to happen, but it was probably still traumatizing to the soccer mom. Like,
yeah,
said.
Dude, or a soccer dad.
They're like, this is a serious drill. This is what could happen. And this could be the end of your life.
Right.
They're trying to drive home a point, but it's still a little fucked up.
I wonder
that
if
you
they
could
said,
take...
break yourself, fool.
Jonas. You go, you handle it with tact, and then you go right into there, and then it's
you
like...
You got to lighten the mute, take... move, friend.
Okay, fine. Lighten it up.
That was it.
That's all you got? You that was the lightning? That
break
was,
yourself, fool.
That was the levity to the situation?
Yeah, dude.
Consider my mood lightened. I'm glad you were here to do it.
I'm very much here.
I'm proud of you.
All right, you got anything else?
No, dude, I did my three.
All right, cool. I got one more short. I got quite a few, whatever.
All right, let's do it.
Florida mayor instead of Florida man. Florida mayor.
I think I might have heard this too, but keep it going.
There was in Port Richie, Florida.
In Port Richie, Florida.
There was a mayor. His name was Dale Massad. Okay. He was 68 years old.
All right. Good. I'm glad they hired a last name Massad to be their mayor. Good.
Massad.
Massad. Yeah.
M-A-S-S-A-D. Mr. Assad.
Assad?
Massad.
Massad.
Like Massad.
Massad.
Yeah. So.
All right.
He, they found out he was doing some things.
Well, yeah, he's Florida.
He was practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah, well, who doesn't, Jonas?
Dr. Mayor MD, Dr. Massad.
DDS.
He was a Massad therapist.
Ooh, that was a good pun.
I know, right? I love puns, dude. I'm a pun.
Yeah. I'm not so much.
I'm a pun master. You're the meme lord, I'm the pun lord.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, puns are easily digestible. My memes, you miss them, man.
Dude.
That whole Vsauce comment that I made, that made somebody die. Somebody died.
Dude.
Somebody
Apple.
Perished at
Tim
their
Apple
house.
Tim Apple died.
Okay, see, now that's kind of a meme, but it's also in the comments.
I know, I was giving props.
Don't steal jokes from the comments, Jonas.
I'm giving props.
Finish the guy. What did the side do?
Wow, dude, you're
what did he
these?
Do?
So when they go to try to arrest him, he shot at the SWAT team.
Of course. That's what you do in the SWAT team.
And then they arrested him.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I thought his last name was Massad.
It was.
Then how the fuck did he shoot at the SWAT team and get arrested?
Because he didn't go out blazing, dude. He wasn't Bon Jovi.
No, dude. His last name was Massad, which allowed me to think that he was probably like Indian or Armenian.
Are you being fucking stereotypical right now?
No, I'm just saying that obviously this is a white dude. Because what? I ain't shooting at the SWAT team and not getting arrested. That's not happening.
Okay.
Even if I'm wearing this outfit, I'm not shooting at the SWAT team and not getting arrested. It's just not going to happen.
He did get arrested.
Yeah, I know, but he should have been killed.
They can't just kill him because they want to.
He shot at the SWAT team.
Dude, even if you're blazing guns, if you put it down, put your hands up, they can't just shoot you at that point.
Okay, tell that to... Mike Brown or somebody.
Mike
I don't know.
Brown? He did, what happened to Mike?
He died because the police shot him. I don't know. I think.
Fair enough.
I don't know. There's too many to remember all their names, Jonas. You think of when I got them tattooed on my chest or some shit?
Yeah, dude. I do. All
right. Anyway.
So they elect a new mayor.
Wait. There's more?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
This is just the preface.
All right.
His name's Terrence Rowe. He's 64 years old.
Terrence Rowe. What did he do?
Well, he was in office 20 days.
Florida, what are you doing?
And they arrested him.
What are you doing?
So the mayor who they arrested, his replacement, gets arrested 20 days after taking office.
Jesus Christ.
He was arrested for obstruction of justice and conspiracy.
Oh, well, those are typical politician
He used
crimes.
A two-way radio to facilitate the commission of a crime, which I looked up is basically directing someone to do a crime over a two-way radio. It's like, breaker 19, I need you to rob that liquor store.
What did you ask him to do?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Aww.
They said it. They thought it might have been connected to Massad, but they didn't want to release that info.
Wait a minute. They were like rivals?
It's like Massad's boy come into office after him. He's like, clear that evidence out for Massad. And they're like, bro, we heard you. You're on the police scanner. He's like, joking. And then they came and got him anyways.
All right. So two criminals.
Two mayors arrested within 20 days.
Back to back.
Going back to back.
Was that a Drake attempt? That was the daddest of Drake attempts ever.
Back.
Jonas, you're going to get us copyright ID attached in Europe. So, you can't do that. You can't sing your favorite Drake songs.
I do want to make an announcement. This is, we will not have a podcast next week.
Nope. Tell them why, Jonas.
I am going to be out of the country.
Yep.
I'm going to Florida Man.
No, you're not, Jonas. That's in the country for one
thing. Well, I don't want to ruin the surprise. We'll talk about it on the podcast when I come back where I went.
What do you mean? Just tell them where you're going. It won't
matter. They're going to come there, dude. They're going to swarm
me. Nobody's going to fucking go to England and swarm your ass.
You just ruined the surprise.
Yeah,
thanks.
I did. He's going to, where are you going, London?
London and Scotland.
London and Scotland.
Yes.
Guess what? You can't do any memes there, motherfucker.
Can't do what?
You can't use any memes there, motherfucker.
Oh, dude, I was going to meet. Oh, dude, I was going to shitpost the entire time I was there.
Because now it's
God
a problem.
God damn it.
Yeah. Just fill Google scoffers. So, well, that's good, man.
So we won't have a podcast next week, but we will be back after that.
Yeah. And I will be in the house, so don't even think about coming here.
The Crazy Town compound will be well guarded by TNT Dynamite.
I keep a shotgun underneath my bed pillows.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. I know you are.
I'm looking at you, too. I'm looking at you.
Can't see my eyes? Can you see them now? Wow. Yeah.
They look so wide. Did you know? But, you know, unfortunately, you know, that is all the time that we have for today's episode of TNT Dynamite.
Yes, it is.
We want to thank you all for watching us live. Make sure you follow us on Twitch, or you can make sure you go to our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media. Subscribe there. Catch all of our replays of the podcast, video game playthroughs, new content, different stuff will be there eventually. I got some ideas. It's brewing in my brain. I need time to make them happen, come to fruition.
Ooh.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Crazy Town Media.
Yeah.
CrazyTown.com. The cornucopia. Dude, I love cornucopias.
Nah, you like that word.
Dude, it's great. It just flows off the tongue. Cornucopia of continuous information. What, dude?
Nothing, dude. I'm just letting you get your shit off, man. Right. Get your shit off.
Well.
Get it off.
I will see you in April.
April. You damn right.
God damn. For Jonas. For TNT Dynamite, we
testicles
are out.